959.
The best in African music, on the World Show with Nikki B.
Yes, I am Nikki B, and wow, it's been African music all the way tonight, and you know I love it so very, very much. And of course, right now I am joined by a great African musician. His name is Loué Netshivale, and he is no stranger to the World Show. So welcome to the World Show, Loué.
And hi, Nikki, how are you?
Good, how are you? I should have said nda.
You should have said ah.
Ah, yes. I love that.
Thank you for welcoming me, and it's always nice to be here.
Yes, no, it's beautiful to have you here. You know, Loué, before we get into this beautiful new album of yours, and you're going to be telling us more about it, Zwanaka, it's been a while, so I want to go back a little bit to you. You know, when I listen to your music, you're a contemporary musician, but you're very grounded in your Venda identity. And even, can I go as far as saying, your Venda spirituality?
Yes.
Yes. What sounds or memories do you remember from your childhood?
Birds.
Birds, I love that.
Water, you know, I remember back when I was here, I'll tell you that I visualize a lot. So I grew up around hearing the dogs, cattle, goats, and then birds, because we will go to the field to just take care of our dad, and my uncle who's the chief in Romondo, and then the pipes, the reeds pipes, where that's where you find the songs like Mzimuashu, where
yes.
I have the reeds, which I sort of put together, Chikona.
Yes.
And one of the great and ancient kind of folk sound from Venda. And then lots of traditional music, like your marende, Domba, it's a sort of a sacred kind of women's dance.
Yes.
I never saw them dancing because we're not allowed. And
oh, interesting.
That's why Zwanaka has got that vibe, where you have Domba.
Yes.
You have, mixed with some contemporary sound and stuff like that. So it's a lot of sounds.
It sounds to me very much like your biggest inspiration from early days was nature.
Yes.
That's the way we could sum it up in many ways.
Yes, there's a song called Mvura here, where Mvura is rain.
Yes.
It's a prayer song. But I actually, I remember when we were in the studio with my producer, Job Tako, we recorded rain. We recorded, it was raining, so we had to take a mic out to capture the nature. So I feel like I'm so connected with nature. I love.
That's the way to be.
Yes.
It is the way to be.
Yes.
Because essentially when we are connected to nature, we're connected to life, you know?
Yes.
And I think that's what we all need to remember, the value.
That,
especially living in this crazy place of Joburg.
Yes. One of my lullaby that, you know, every time when I sleep, I recorded a 30 minutes rain.
Oh. It's the sound you use to go to sleep.
Yes, I just played it on repeat.
Yes.
So that's, I just love nature.
Yes.
I love nature so much. Today I was doing my garden for the first time where I'm staying. I did plant some trees and just...
And you must plant food. I've been planting food and I get so much joy from picking. I'm not a good gardener, but I grow spinach and kale, and there's so much joy from picking your own and thinking, we're eating tonight from the garden.
Yes, there is from the garden.
Yeah. Yes.
When you pick from there, it's super nice. You know, you're not, it's not processed and all that. So, yes, I love, and it was just good because since yesterday I was in the garden just... planting
with the feet on the earth.
Yes. So it's all around that, because while I'm doing that, you know, the melodies comes, you know, like, oh, wow, there's a bird there. Okay, if you have some sound around this and beautiful accompaniment of maybe piano, something like that.
Yes.
And I remember I recorded one bed one day. We were doing some plumbing somewhere because I'm also a plumber. So, and then there was a bed. I was like, wow, I take a phone and record it like this. I'll do it.
You'll later. Use it later.
I'll use it later, yeah. Yes. So, it's all around nature.
I never knew you were a plumber as well. That's very interesting.
Yes, you know, I fell up with this trade, and I'm a professional plumber. I'm doing Stanley City. I'm doing...
Oh, amazing. All this estate. So that's quite lovely, because as a musician, you don't have to rely only on bookings, which isn't easy.
Not these days.
Yes.
This is very bad. And for me, it's... I think I love water, so
yes.
I fell in love with just fixing. I'm a handyman.
Yes.
My wife knows that I'll fix a lot of things. So some other times, like, why don't you just make this serious? Then I started enrolling, and I fell in love with joining the COPA. Oh, wow, you can do this well. Oh, wow, water.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's one of those things that I do, and but it has come to be a biggest thing in my life.
Yes,
I compose there.
All the time.
Yes, because I'm away from people who know B flat, C sharp, and whatnot. So I'm just with these crazy people who knows the building and whatnot. So it's a crazy world where you can just grab a melody. And it's just
amateur. And even if you're doing plumbing, you can actually have it going on in your head. You can be composing while you're doing the day job, if I put
I've
it in.
I got some songs on this album, Zwanaka, while I was doing my plumbing.
Well, let's talk about this album, Zwanaka. When I spoke to you, you said to me that it means it's beautiful. But... it's funny because as I was researching and going online, and I'd love you to correct or change, but it says Zwanaka means it's showing. It's showing us. So how does that relate to it's beautiful?
And this,
would it be correct to say it's showing?
I know it is. It's wonderful. It's because Zwanaka, this is just... marvelous. It's such a beautiful thing. So I came with this name as well because it also correlate with the there's an Asian song. It's like a female kind of
song, traditional song.
So, and I was also, because 2025 now, I'm celebrating 10 years in music.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and I looked at what I did for my past two albums.
Yes.
And I just, what I received, it's beautiful comments and, you know, and people are just happy. So
the feedback, the response.
Like, okay, maybe it's been beautiful. It's Zwanaka, it's beautiful. I love Zwanaka, and it works pretty well. Yeah.
Beautiful. I think on that note, let's hear the title track, Zwanaka. What do you speak about in this track?
The melody, because what I sort of grabbed in this was the ancient sound of the percussions, from Domba folk dance that I spoke about, and we also have the singing of these traditional churches in back in Venda.
Yes.
With Zion.
Yes.
So we normally know it's
isn't the Shembe church there?
Not really Shembe, because not Shembe is more like your Kizetan.
Okay, yes.
So this is very unique. I've listened to even the contemporary one now. It's different. We call it in Chivenda, we call it Chigubu, Kerege Chigubu. So it has that vibe of having, it has a bit of Malende percussions,
yes,
and a bit of Chikona, but and a lot of Domba kind of big drum, because we have this big drum.
In Venda, I saw the biggest drums I've ever seen in my life.
Yes, we got
them. I mean, there were drums like, I don't know, it was about 3 meters wide. You know, those big drums.
Big one, yeah.
Yes.
So I have that, and I also infuse the pipes.
Yes.
You hear them from the beginning there, and then the clapping, because I was just seeing a royal palace where you find people singing to Musanda, to the chief, you know. So it's deep. I hope people will connect, but it takes you back to that days where, because most of the comments that I get, people will say, "Oh, this just takes me back home."
Beautiful. Yes. And I'll tell you what you write when you say it's deep. In fact, for me, this whole album is deep. But what a beautiful offering. What an absolutely beautiful offering. So I'm pleased you called it Zwanaka.
Zwanaka. And the lyrics are just Zwanaka. I didn't have words.
It's
just,
yes.
It's beautiful. Zwanaka.
It's just celebrating beauty.
Yes. Yes, you got it right.
Thank you so much. Lwe Netshevale with us on The World Show. And here is the title track of his new album, Zwanaka.
Say Kaya.
At Kaya on 959.
On Instagram.
Sounds to uplift.
Sounds to uplift.
And inspire on The World Show with Nikki B.
Thank you.
Ancient Future Sounds there, Loé. Absolutely beautiful. You know, when I listen to this album, and knowing your previous two albums, which are also beautiful, but I'm not sure, and really I'm talking to you just from my experience of this album. When I listened to this album, I wondered if you have been through some kind of spiritual transformation. The album's so, so spiritual. You know, your previous ones also carry that spirit, but this was something different. Or personal transformation, or spiritual transformation.
Yes, I think with all my music, my songs, and I can't tell that I'm there, but when I write, I'm in another world. You know, that's what I can say. It's not like you know, come to the studio, let's do it.
Yes.
So it's a journey where. You mentioned a song we'll play here, Zulilo. I was so immersed in this because Zulilo is the sorrows of the elders. I was seeing men as a provider in the family. That sometimes there's a saying which goes in most of cultures. In Shivendo said Munari, and I think in Zulu they say Indo Daikal. But in the song, I'm saying a man cries, you know, and you're a man who's supporting a family, and then the next thing, you ran out of money, and but kids are still coming, daddy, we need to buy me this. There's a school fees. What?
Yes.
And at your corner, actually, I was crying as well because there was no money in my life.
Yes.
And then I just, you see, by the cry, I'm already on another world where I'm starting to write now this song. That actually, we cry, just that they don't know that we cry. I'm crying because I don't have what...
You're crying inside.
My family is expecting me to have at that moment.
Yes.
So, because there was a place where he said, "Should I do for the money?" And I'm talking about the power. The power will go sometimes, and it's either a wife sympathize with you and saying, "Yo, I see what my husband is going through." But some of your of spouses will throw the stones and say, "You're not a man enough."
Yes.
Look at so and so. They're sort of providing, and you're not providing. So it's, I think I step into a spiritual world a lot. That's why my music will carry. People around the world. I mean,
yes, it reaches something universal in a way in people, even if it is sung in Vendo, which most people in the world don't even know is a language.
Yes. Yeah. That's
true. Yes. In fact, I was going to play another song, but I think I'm going to play Zulilo now, since you've been talking about it. But on that note, Loé, so you speak about this, how you create the song. So I understand what you were saying now about the inspiration for that song. And you spoke earlier about hearing sounds of nature. Mm. When you create a song, is it something that kind of grows with you over a period of time? Or is it something that comes to you as almost like a song, and it's there and you can just work on it a bit further?
Well, it's something that...
The process of writing.
The process... Because it goes again with what you started. You start with a melody. You start with the harmonies.
Yes, but the message could be.
For me, it's a message, and then I believe, as someone who teach music theory.
Yes,
and melody is the song.
Yes,
and then we have harmony. Harmony is just umbrellas, you know, to protect. You can harmonize. You can do all of that. So, but it's a message.
I've never heard of harmonies described as umbrellas.
Yeah, for me. Yeah, because you can have twinkle little star, da 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 da. But you can have like your classical basic chords on top of that. Then you can have a jazz pianist who can just play different chords but on the same melody.
Yes.
So that's why I said.
Yes,
the chords are just umbrella to the melody.
Yes.
So you don't have to tempo the melody. So for me, then I'll start with the message, and then something will come. I believe I've read about the are they called the Pinuki, the guy, the one who lied about aboriginals from country. They said music. I forgot them, but they said we don't create music anymore. When we sleep, we go and our spirit captures the melodies which were sang years and years, decades and decades ago by our forefathers.
Ah, that's beautiful.
So I believe the music, you know, there's a music in the air.
Yes.
Just to go and capture. So.
Oh, that's a beautiful image.
Okay, let me bring this to the people. Because I feel like what I'm singing has been sung before.
Yes.
It's just that now I'm bringing it to in my own way, you know.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that, because one of the questions I thought I wanted to ask you was, what do you think your forefathers would be saying to you if they heard this album, Zuanaka?
Oh, there's a song called Vangona. Vangona is talking about the Venda people.
Yes.
That's a pegged history of Vangona.
Do you think that one satisfied them?
No. And the last song, Charana Changane Chivari. I'm speaking about my lineage.
Yes. You know,
and who I am. And then,
and paying homage.
Actually, it's a praise about the Chivari. That's my surname, the Nechivari.
Yes.
So I feel like my forefathers, more especially my dad, will be very proud, you know, because I learned a lot from him before he passed on. And he taught me Mbila, just this instrument that I have here, and the Chikona, the blowing of horns and stuff like that. So I feel like they are proud already that I carried that, and I'm not being disturbed by what's happening now. I've been told that go with the trends, you know, my piano, I'll go to my piano. But, you know, even if our music doesn't get that kind of
exposure.
I feel like they want me to be there where I'm just playing my music but refining it in a proper way.
And not only that, as much as I love Amapiano and Great House, but this is the kind of album that people will still be buying in 20 years' time.
Yes.
It might not be the summer hit, but it will still be an album that is important.
When I mentioned my piano, I love my piano.
Yes.
I'm just saying. Sometimes
absolutely.
You know, it's like me, and I'm in my 40s now. They said when you turn 40, you must stay away from sugar and stuff, and then salt. So my piano will be like salt or sugar. We're like, no, today I have a cake, you know. So, you know, but you have to stick.
And you might have a cake. You might too collaborate with an Amapiano on one song.
Yes.
Why not?
I've done a house song on my other album with a DJ.
Yes.
Which you're just working. So, and sometimes.
But it's like, just the one cake.
Yeah, you want to feel like, go out there. But who's going to push this? You know, I have to push this as well. We have to have my piano, we have to have house, we have to have all this genre.
Yes.
And we have to have this genre that I'm doing so that we pull together. Because if we push one genre, then we are lost as a country.
Absolutely.
Yes, we must have. The full house.
Absolutely. Yes. And not only that, I think the importance of I started off by saying, Louis, you're a contemporary musician, because even if you look at the way you present indigenous music, it's almost from a contemporary perspective.
Yes.
But it's so important to carry this beautiful Venda culture that you do so well.
Yeah.
Thank you. On that note, let's hear the track that Louis was speaking about. Zwililo Zwa Vakala.
Vakala are the old men's now. I'm speaking for all the men, even the two gentlemen who are here. We do cry.
Beautiful.
Thank you
so much. Coming up on The World Show, we're with Louis Nechivali. The album is Zuanaka.
Songs of healing and inspiration on The World Show with Nikki B.
Loué came on at the end of that song with a little bit of life. Tell us about this marimba you've got, Loué.
Oh, this guy is, it's actually Mbi.
Mbira, Mbira.
Shona's called them Mbira. It's an R.
Mbira.
And then Mbira. And then Bavenda, we call it Mbira.
Okay.
There's an L-A at the end, Mbira.
Mbira.
And they call it Mbira. So it's Mbira.
Yes.
Google said it's an African thumb piano. So
yes.
This is one of the musical instruments which was used by our ancient fathers. You know, they'll just do this steel and wood kind of sound, and they tune it in different keys. This one it's got some sort of a tonic soft on it, and it's in the key of F.
Okay.
Yeah, it was done by one of my band members who played. We did Joy of Jazz together this year.
Yes, I was going to ask you about that.
He was playing Bira as well. He's from Zimbabwe. So he did this one for me. And then, I've been playing it for a while.
Beautiful. Well, the one thing before I go on to the Joy of Jazz, you spoke earlier about fetching songs from the spiritual realms, you know?
Yes.
And there's the late, great Francis Bebet, who was a Cameroonian artist. And he's got a song, which I must share one of these days. I've played it on air a couple of times over the years, where he gives the story of creation. But he said God was bored, and that's why he picked up his mbira and he started to play. And with each note he played, a human being was born.
Wow.
So there we go, the story of creation.
Yeah.
Yes.
All this power.
Yes. How was the Joy of Jazz? I'm so sorry I couldn't see your show. I was on air at that time. It must have been amazing, and I'm so grateful that they booked you to perform.
Wow, from the booking, from the first call when they said you're part of Joy of Jazz next year, because it was last year when they called me, and then to the stage, you know.
And it coincided with the release of your new album.
Yes, and then I was celebrating my 10 years in music. So it was just a perfect timing. It was great. I couldn't believe that, because I remember when I was still studying music with my classmates, and we were like, hey, one day...
Yes.
Find yourself in Joy of Jazz, standing back Joy of Jazz, it's going to be just a dream come true. And I never thought it's going to just come so soon.
Yes.
You know, I'll just look at the big guns like the late Yuma Sikelas, and all these Oliver Mtukudzi's on stage. You're like, oh, one day. So I remember I shared this with other radios that it looked like when you look at a star, and like, oh,
yes,
the star is there. One day I'll touch the star. So I feel like the star just fell and came and picked me up and said, hey, come join us. Because it was a crazy moment for me to find myself on stage. And I was booked, you know.
Yes.
Like booked.
As you said, interest started a year ago.
Yeah, it was like, we're booking you. Yeah, you know, you're not coming as something else.
Accompaniment,
no.
Yeah.
We're booking you. And it also said a lot to my music.
Yes.
Because sometimes on these genres that we do, some of us, you feel like you're giving up. But what holds us is I do music for myself a lot. You know, it's something that just in me, and I just need to give birth to it. So sometimes I feel like people don't really like it. You have five people there. You have Nicky B who loves it. You have the guys in the US who love it, and you have five people who love it. But when I got that call, I was like, whoa, if Standard Bank, Joy of Jazz love my music, it means I should just keep pushing.
It's a big step in the ladder.
Yeah.
And I think people, and I say this mainly because of feedback from artists, the thing with Standard Bank, and because of what I see there, the thing with the Joy of Jazz is, on one hand, it's a proper stage. You can bring your full band. It's, and on the other hand, it's a captive audience. people go there. I've seen people go there where they don't know the musician, maybe from another country, but they come with open ears, open hearts. And that is the beauty of performing on that stage.
I met a lot of new fans. You know, like I remember when after my set, there was just people flowing, saying, "Oh, it's our first time to see you, to hear you." And it was amazing. Like I was like, okay, the number of people that I know, you know, are there. But look at the people in the audience.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying.
Yes,
and they've never heard of you, and they've never heard of them. And suddenly they're entranced by what you have to offer.
It's a great exposure, and I keep thinking that it was indeed good for me.
On that note, have you got any gigs coming up? Or if you do, how can people follow you?
Well, with these social medias, you can follow my page, Ray Music. On Instagram, it's Ray Music.
And it's spelled L-W-E-I.
Yeah, and Ray Nichba, it's one of my page. My page, and you can find me on X. Just check me. Can you also get my music, obviously, online?
Yes, it's on all platforms.
iTunes, Spotify.
But you also have physical copies.
Yes, I was forced. I don't know why these guys, you know, the guys who came with the Western Marsalis, they're like, from America, they're like, they've been buying me my music, physical CDs.
Oh, amazing.
They're like, no, we know iTunes is from our side, but we need physical. So they forced me to print.
Oh, amazing.
So I went and print.
But you printed your previous album, so I'm pleased you continued that tradition. Don't give up with the printed. Are people able to contact you if they want to buy from you?
Yes. And I've people who are buying them in bulk.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. I have a lot of people who want that. Yeah.
Well, beautiful, Louay. I hope you're going to be doing more shows around Joburg very soon.
Of course, yes. We're planning for shows for our 2026.
So you'll let me know. I can spread the word. Louay is an amazing, amazing performer. You've got to go and see his shows. They are completely dynamic. You've got to. They're an experience. It's not just a concert. It's an experience. And you've got to go. But now, we better get on because I want to play two more songs.
Please.
And I couldn't let you go without me playing my favorite so far. I think I've played it a couple of times on air. People have loved it, and we've got to do it again. It's Lihanya. Tell us about Lihanya.
Lihanya means chaos. It's what's happening with Matanga Commission.
Yes.
Like I said, I'm a prophet, you know. Maybe. Yeah, Lihanya, it's a warning on what's happening in our country. You know, it's actually a dream, you know, because I'm telling the people that listen to me, I've got I captured something and then I need to share it with you guys, which is very important. They showed me we woke up in fields and somewhere we were actually chased out of our homes, you know, and some other mothers and kids were in the mountain, you know.
It's a crisis.
Yeah. So the chorus, it's a folk song, which has been there. So I sort of jazz it up, and then bring it up with all the sounds, which is so I wrote a verse which was not there.
But this is what you do, Louay, and that's why I really value what you do, is you draw so strongly from tradition.
Yes.
And you actually you help it live on, but at the same time you make it appropriate for today.
Yes. Second verse. They showed me where the land was taken, Ilamikano, the borders were down.
Yes.
Bapfumi woshayibela seri, the rich flew out of the country and left. baswa banje bakopela ngazwizizi bathi youth have gone with all these drugs and whatnot. So it's a sad song, but it's a warning which tells that we must wake up. And
yes,
because it's chaotic, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, mahosi otendo rikhayikijana, and the leaders have given up on fighting where we need to fight and protect our territory, you know, as a country.
Beautiful.
Leanya, that's why you love it, Leanya.
Leanya, it is about what's going on. And of course, Lwe is also known as being this absolutely exceptional guitarist, which you can hear the thread of that throughout this incredible album, Zwanaka. Coming up now, Leanya.
Back to the rhythm and beat.
Faster than you can download the Kaya 959 app.
Baby. On the street.
Come on. On the air. In African music. On the World Show with Nikki B.
As we were listening, I realized it's kind of like there's an urgency to that song, you know. Beautiful the way, in fact, you telling me about the songs, and as I was listening to the album, it was making me feel certain emotions. Wow. And so for me, even though I don't speak the language, it shows me how you bring together form and content. Wow. The music expresses the message, if that makes sense.
I love the fact that it's leading the way to a point where you sort of grasp what's happening.
Yes.
Because your love for it, and then the way it makes one feel. Yeah, it's more like a protest song.
Yes.
Of which that's, and it's a warning that we should.
It is a warning. And as I said, there's a sense of urgency.
Yes.
You know, that time is running out.
Yes, we must wake up.
We must wake up.
Yes.
Yes. And as you say, very interesting times that we're living in now. Loué, unfortunately, this has come to an end. The interview's come to an end. And there's so many more songs I wanted to play. So I'll have to play them next time, over the months and years and weeks to come. But we're going to end with another track, Enamune. Tell us about this track.
We spoke. We spoke a lot. We played Lihanya now, but this song covers everything. That Enemune, it's we're talking about God. Only Him, actually, it's saying only Him knows. So that's what the song says.
Yes.
Enemune, God knows what's happening in South Africa now. You know?
Yes.
God knows what's happening in America now. I heard some musicians having their gigs cancelled because, hey, Trump this, Trump that, policies have changed and whatnot. Only God knows how we're going to figure it out with what's happening in South Africa right now. Only God knows what you're going through. I don't know if you have Mujalo problems, but only God knows. I'm doing the juggle in my head. Only God knows. You know, let's just pray and hope that things, because I'm also following this Matlanga commission.
Yes, very and interesting
I'm like,
times.
Who's gonna solve this? That every time when I like, who's gonna solve this?
And is action going to be taken?
Yes,
is action, because it's one thing to talk and talk and talk, but only God knows if action will be taken.
Because everybody is on you. So maybe that's why I'm saying only God knows when we wake up and action has been taken and we all happy. Yeah.
Yes.
Enemune, Adiv. Only God knows. That's the name of the song. Enemune.
Thank you so much, Loué. And I must credit also the other beautiful musicians on your album. I don't know if you want to name some of them quickly.
Yes, I've Job Taco, my producer, has been produced from my first album,
yes.
I Don't Change. And my band, from my first album as well.
Yes.
I've got Peter Jambo on drums. I've got Gali Ngobeni on bass. I've got Job Tago played pianos. I have Congoero. He'll kill me if I don't mention him. Sepo Congoero on percussions. I've got... who else? Lala Man is going to kill me. I don't say on the voice. She sang a lot on the voice. And I have Marubini on the voice on soprano. And then I have... That's slipping my mind. Who else? Yeah, okay. I have this guy. He's gonna kill me. Don't mention him. I have Farai on Bira. Yeah,
ah, yes. Yes. And anyone else he forgot to mention, he appreciates.
Yeah, all of you. And of Koran, who recorded us in Renbeck. He's got a beautiful studio. I think Everybody's recording there.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much, Lwe Nechivale. I'm going to end this feature with Enemune. You've got to get this album, Zwanaka. And as I said, Lwe does have hard copies, so reach out to him on social media, and I'm sure he can arrange for you to get your own CD. That would be amazing. Whatever else you do this week, make sure you keep shining. Of course, keep it Kaya. And coming up after this, the final song for the feature, Enemune.
Songs of healing and inspiration on The World Show with Nikki B.
compared to.
Time to take a look at the market performance, actually closing off in the red by 0.5%.
Tibos.
The last thing I want you is for you to raise your voice.
Mable. I just love when everybody is in the spirit of gratitude.
Len.
Damn, I'm good. I'm good.
And you.
I know you're the one. You are the one.
Together, we are Kaya 959.
Kaya 959.
On the street.
On the air.